I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In 1911, composer Enrique Granados premiered two works in Spain. One, Goyescas, became the composer's best-known work. The other disappeared. Cant de las Estrellas, the Song of the Stars, wasn't heard again until almost 100 years later in a new recording from Naxos. Responsible for that recording and for retrieving this long-lost masterwork is New Mexico pianist and Granados scholar Douglas Riva. Douglas will perform Cant de las Estrellas again this month in Albuquerque. He is with us now from his home in Virginia. Douglas, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Spencer. It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
This is an unusual work, Douglas. How do you describe it to people who have never heard it before?
Well, the first thing that everyone needs to understand about it is that it is not a work that is merely historically curious or interesting. It is a very important work by an extremely important European composer. The work is extremely unusual. It is a major work for piano, but it also includes an important part for the organ and for chorus. It has been compared to a piano concerto, which is normally a piece for solo pianist with an orchestral accompaniment. But that's not really an accurate way of describing it. The chorus and the organ are not accompaniments to the piano. They are an integral part of the music. The piece is approximately 15 minutes long. It's highly poetic, highly virtuosic, absolutely transporting. In the many times that I have performed it, I find that at the end, there is a moment of just tremendous silence. And it's important to know that this piece actually uses three choruses. On the stage, in the center, there are two mixed choruses, four-voice, male and female. And there is also an antiphonal chorus of female voices. They represent the stars, and they speak of immensity and eternity, and those are their only words in the opening. And after that, they answer the other choruses. It is an unattributed text, and it has been suggested by Walter Clark, who will be lecturing during the Granados Festival, that the text, with its emphasis on death and eternity, is perhaps portentous of the fate that was soon to befall Granados following the premiere, only 5 years later, actually. He was killed during an attack on a boat as he was crossing the English Channel, returning to Barcelona after the premiere of his opera Goyescas at the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
And this tragic death of Granados is one of the reasons that this piece of music disappeared.
In part, it is, yes. After the work was premiered in 1911, the score remained in the family archive until 1938. And at that point, his son, Victor, brought four scores with him on a trip to New York. And he sold them to a distinguished music publisher of the day, Nathaniel Shilkret. Unfortunately, he really couldn't sign a contract for their publication or performance with Victor because Victor was not the only heir to the Granados archives. And there was no way to finally reach a solution to the problem. And during the 60s, the Shilkret archive had suffered a fire, and it all was believed to be completely lost. And I was very closely associated with Granados' youngest daughter, Natalia, and her husband. And in 1982, they asked me to represent the family in this matter. And they did not believe that these manuscripts had been lost in the Shilkret fire. And the story became extremely complicated. And I was able to finally, after quite a number of chance encounters, to get in touch with Mr. Shilkret's daughter-in-law. She was not very communicative, and she would neither confirm nor deny that the manuscripts existed. And finally, after many years, the matter was resolved with the help of Professor Walter Clark, who was writing a biography of Granados at the time. It is today's definitive biography of Granados. And we were able to reach a resolution with Mr. Shilkret's grandson, Neil Schell. So this piece was recovered, and I have the manuscript of the Song of the Stars.
Douglas, your search for the score took years, many years.
Many years.
Over 20 years. Worthy of a detective novel. What propelled you through this lengthy process?
When the piece was premiered, the critics pronounced it a music that was completely spiritual. And since I am the only pianist who has recorded all of Granados's piano works, his music has been the great passion of my entire professional and personal life. So I knew that there was something very important with this piece. And with my devotion to Granados's music and my devotion to his family members, and I felt a great attachment to this. And it inspired me to continue in my efforts.
And what do you think, Douglas, will be the future life of this piece?
There have been quite a number of performances of it, a lot of them here in the United States. I performed it here in the U.S. in Washington at the National Gallery. It's also been performed in Sydney, Australia, in Madrid, and in Barcelona. So it's starting to get a lot of recognition. You know, these things take a great deal of time. I think that's a piece that, as people hear it, they will become more and more eager to hear it again. It is a music that stays with you, that is haunting, that is extremely moving.
The concert on March 24th at the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque is part of a 5-day Granados festival. Will you be talking about your search for this music, which is a fascinating story, during the celebration?
Yes, I'm giving a lecture recital on Monday, March 20th, at Keller Hall at UNM, and I'm going to be speaking about Spanish music and specifically about the Song of the Stars. There will also be lectures by Walter Clark, who is a professor at the University of California at Riverside, and he is a biographer of Granados, and he's going to be giving a lecture for Oasis and also a pre-concert lecture the day of the concert on March 24th. Maxime Thévenot has done an absolutely brilliant job in organizing this festival. It is something that even very large cities in the world have not been able to organize for Granados, something of this breadth and with the number of events associated with it. It's really quite a remarkable thing.
Pianist Douglas Riva has rescued a long-lost work by Spanish composer Enrique Granados. Douglas will perform Cant de las Estrellas later this month in Albuquerque, part of a 5-day Granados festival. Visit polyphonynm.com. Douglas, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Spencer. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.